Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Into the weekend, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Detroit Pistons, they get it on down at the Fiserv Forum coming up on Sunday night, game one of this playoff series between these two teams. Are you excited, Bucks Nation? I am watching live right now on one of these streams from one of the local media out of Milwaukee. They are turning the Milwaukee River green, and the pride they take in it is that it will be greener than the Chicago River during St. Patrick's Day. In addition to that, our basketball team doesn't suck. I'm driving in today and I'm listening to Bulls fans complain about the fact that they gave their head coach an extension. And they start saying, and I was kind of like smiling, why can't we do what Milwaukee did? When's the last time you heard a Chicago fan say that? So the Milwaukee River turning green. They're putting wraps up on the bridges. The city is becoming decorated for Bucks basketball, as this is probably the first time since 2000, 2001 that you can legitimately say we've got a shot. The crowd that's gathering on the bridge right now, downtown Milwaukee, as people are gathering to watch the river turn green. It's just cool. It really is. It's just really cool. As far as I can tell, they're making it green over by, I want to say, is that right there? It's up the river by like where Time Warner Cable is. But they are doing a heck of a job. I mean, whatever they're dropping in that water, man, it green is an underestimation. You're going to be able to see this stuff from the space station. So the Bucks are, well, not the Bucks, but the city is turning the river green. The Bucks are getting ready for the Pistons. And we talked about this yesterday, the excitement for this series and what it means. And one of the things that I think is probably, at least to me, the most, I don't want to say the most important, but is not just Giannis, okay, because we want to focus on Giannis. But I think more so than anything is the fact that, the supporting staff has to play well. And if you've got an X factor, somebody that really, really needs to play well to kind of give this team, Giannis, the support he needs and the support this team needs to get over the top, who is it? Who's it going to be? My number one, right out, I'll just give it to you. I'm looking at Eric Bledsoe. As much as you want to look at, you know, guys that may be coming back like Mirotić or Brogdon, you can also talk about the fact that Chris Middleton, he made his bones last year in the postseason. You want to see him do it again this year. But if you get Eric Bledsoe to step up and play really well, then I think you can get this thing running away. I still say, and there was people last night, all kinds of people on Twitter, I think some of them Detroit fans, but just people going after me. Just going after me because I said Bucks in four. Look, that's fine. We're going. We'll see. It is hard to beat a team 8 straight in one season. That I will give you. If historically, that will tell you anything, it's that the Bucks should probably fall on one of those accounts, and it would most likely be on the road, because I don't think they're losing at home. But I'll still take it if they win the series 4-1. But I still think they're gonna beat them. They're gonna beat them in 4. They're going to make this relatively easy. They're going to get some additional rest. Brogdon, Mirotić, they don't have to come back. I think everything is just set up for this team to get ready and get set for Boston. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Plenty of people. All you got to do is J.R. Radcliffe, pretty solid reporter. He's down right now watching the river turn green. There's numerous people, whether it's Fox 6 in Milwaukee, WISN 12 in Milwaukee, WTMJ 4 in Milwaukee, CBS 58 in Milwaukee. You can follow all of those if you're outside of the area and you want to follow some of the people that are covering the river being turned green, which is kind of cool. It just doesn't happen here. It's kind of cool. I remember back when the Bucks in 1999, 2000, when they were going to the Eastern Conference Finals, they made it into the playoffs in 99, and then they finally got there in 2000, 2001. And I remember when the city, they started putting up, remember it was purple then, it was purple and green. So they were putting up purple and green banners and sparkles and things over the streets, and they were putting it on flagpoles and lampposts, and, you know, it was in the malls, and it was the fever just took over. And that team with the big three, Sam Cassell, Glenn Robinson, and Ray Allen, and then you put in the supporting cast of guys like Scotty Williams, Johnson, Tim Thomas, Darvin Ham, Mark Pope. I mean, you started going through the list of guys that were there. You had some really solid players. There was a legitimate belief that that team could get to the Eastern Conference Finals because of the shooting they had. They were able to light it up from the outside. Now, they didn't play much defense, but they were able to light it up from the outside. And so you thought, okay, this gives you a legitimate shot. Not since then, I think, has this fan base felt that they have a legitimate shot. And in addition to that, you have an absolute, because remember, you were going up against Allen Iverson of the 76ers, their superstar. You couldn't overcome it. That time, remember, it was Shaq and Kobe waiting for you out in L.A. Shaq and Kobe ended up winning it. You didn't feel like you could get past those two guys. You know what I mean? This year, I think the only team standing in your way between you and a trophy is Golden State. If one, you stay healthy, and two, if you play your style of basketball, get it up and down the floor, work at the Giannis, keep letting it fly from the three, you got to hit. You know, if you go cold, it could end up costing you. But the benefit is about a series is that you can get shut out one game. You're hitting from beyond the arc can be really poor, and you can come back the next night and just light it up. So I don't think there's any team standing in the way from the Milwaukee Bucks hoisting a trophy but Golden State. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Go ahead and give us a shout. Are you feeling it today? This is one of those Milwaukee Bucks Fear the Deer Fridays. We're going to talk with Marcus Johnson, the Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. I was there during the jersey retirement, which was such a touching tribute to Marcus Johnson and the fact that, you know, Milwaukee embraced him, and then he really emphatically embraced Milwaukee. So I think we're going to talk to him a little bit about that. We're going to get some Masters updates today. A lot of Bucks and Pistons predictions. We will talk a little Packers. We'll talk some Paul Emig, a Green and Gold analyst, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. Mark Murphy has denied telling Aaron Rodgers, don't be the problem. We're going to get into that discussion a little bit. But it is a lot of Bucks chatter today. I mean, a lot. So just thoughts. I mean, things that have come out, things that have been said. Detroit's going to fly over, play, then fly back, practice a couple of days, and fly back, which I find a little bit odd. But then again, proximity-wise, for them, it's probably a 40-minute flight on a private plane. But give me your thoughts. 855-830-8648. Who is your X factor? Who's your X factor? Besides Giannis, who the man? Who got to be the man? Let us know. 855-830-8648. You want to follow me on Twitter? Do it. @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. @RadioJoeSports. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page as well. Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Also, BillMichaelsSports.com. That's the website. And you can take us everywhere. Put it in your pocket. with the radio.com app on any mobile device you may have. And one feat that I never thought I'd see when you talk about scoring, and it's not anything at all. And if you saw Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. One feat that I saw scoring last night that I never thought I'd ever see in my lifetime. It happened, and it happened right in front of me. And we have, unfortunately, a sad announcement to make. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Central Division, the team that's swishing, running and dishing, the Bucks on a mission. Cassell and Ray hold it down in the back, but Big Dog and Tim round out the attack. It's the Bucks, talented and tough, what's up? The team from Milwaukee's about to erupt. We got the
welcome back. It is a Fear the Deer Friday. There's a throwback. I remember when this song used to play at the Bradley Center, man, people would go crazy inside this place. But the guy that got the biggest ovation when he would enter the arena was George Karl. Because it had been so long since this team had had success. And in 1999, coming out of a strike-filled year, the NBA got back to playing basketball, and the Bucks made it into the postseason. And then after that, they went on a bit of a run. And then things got contentious in the front office and with the head coach. And then it all blew up rather quickly. Hopefully that doesn't happen with this group. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. 855-830-8648. This one is from Jeff, who says, I don't understand why people are overlooking teams like Indiana and Brooklyn. Go Bucks. I don't think it's that they're overlooking them specifically. I just think that the bottom line is that, I think the team that matches up better with the Milwaukee Bucks, had Oladipo been with Indiana, I think Indiana would be a formidable team, a more formidable team. But because they defensively were one of the only teams to really shut the Bucks down all season long. But once he went down, that changed the dynamic down there. I think Boston probably has, as far as the overall amount of talent, they've got it, and they've got the ability to run with the Bucks. So I think that's the reason we look at Boston and say, okay, the second round foe could be Boston, and Boston could maybe present some problems. But like I said, I think the Bucks are destined for the Eastern Conference Finals, and then after that, we'll see what happens. But I think the only team standing right now between them and a championship is probably Golden State. Agree or disagree? 855-830-8648. Hey, by the way, I did want to mention this, and a few people had brought it to my attention, but I had already known this walking through the door, and I was going to get to it. But just in case you didn't know, today, a sad day. A former Packer player, Hall of Famer, former head coach. I got a chance to see him when he was in Cincinnati. Remember, he took Cincinnati to one only their Super Bowls. Forrest Gregg passes away today. So, a shame. I mean, he had had some health issues. Later in life, and really good guy, as you get a chance to know him a little bit. I know Gary Ellerson played for him and has some great Forrest Gregg stories, but Forrest Gregg passing away today at the age of 85. So a sad note if you're in Packer Nation. We're not ignoring it. We're not glossing over it. It's just the big story today, obviously leading into the weekend, is the fact that, you know, the Bucks are heading to the postseason, and the Bucks have a legitimate shot at winning in the postseason. I think a lot of people are excited about that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you've got an X factor, who needs to support Giannis and his team for them to advance and advance rather easily? Mo Green's Good Eyes says it's obvious it's the Bledsoe, without a doubt. Braden says, I think Bledsoe is going to be huge early, but Brogdon to me is going to be the X factor in the later rounds. A guy that dishes the ball, he's a good shooter from beyond the arc and just so methodical when it comes to touching the basketball. If Blake is playing, it would be Blake. I think Brooke has to be on as well. That is from Andrew tweeting us at @Bill_Michael. Paul says it's not really one other guy, but Middleton and Bledsoe both, they need to bring their best game every night. Bledsoe cannot have another no-show like he did against the Celtics. Lopez needs to be able to stay on the floor. Malcolm's return will be huge, and Nico coming back is going to be enormous. So there you go. A lot of people chiming in on who the X factor needs to be. Let's go to David listening to us in Appleton on the Score. First out of the shoot today. David, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you today?
We're doing well. We're excited for the weekend, man.
Awesome. Hey, I'm not sure who the X factors are going to be, but I would go probably Bledsoe and then maybe Lopez getting his stroke back a little bit. But like everybody says, you're going to need, the further you go, the more you're going to need everybody. But I just had a question for you. You know, the last time the Bucks made their run in 2000, I remember being at some of those pregame parties that you hosted.
Yep.
Have you heard anything from any of the key components, the Irvin Johnsons, the Sam Cassells, the Glenn Robinsons, the Ray Allen, of any, you know, that they might make an appearance or they, you know, I just, you know, a lot of other times you see people like that come back, and I just haven't heard anything about any of those players. Obviously, Ray Allen played the longest, so. But do you think there's any chance we might see their faces over the next few months?
That's a great point. You know what? I don't know, but I will get a hold of Peter Fagan and see if they have any plans for that. Actually, I as we're sitting here talking, I'm going to text him. And I'll shoot a text over and say if there's any, and ask him if there's any plans for that.
It would be seem fitting, you know, maybe somebody would show up and say a few words or something. You know, I don't know. A lot of times that happens, but I haven't heard both from any of those cast of characters hardly, you know, in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Completely agree. I'd love to see him come back. I love Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell was one of my favorite. I mean, I liked Ray Allen, and we had some good times off the court together and a little golf together and stuff. But one of the guys that I had the most fun with, whether it was on the court kind of traveling with the team back then or just around town, was Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a fun group overall. It was a dynamic group, and it was a lot of good times.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-864. Let's go to KJ in West Dallas. KJ, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for letting me get the party started. Yeah, I look at the bench mob as being the igniter for this series and going forward into the next round. We're talking Pat Connaughton, Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson, and, you know, and the likes. Those guys are going to be real important. Obviously, Bledsoe is going to have to play well, and I think he's going to have a chip on his shoulder based on, you know, his dealings with the Celtics last year. I think he's going to have a much better playoff series this year. And I look at it going 5 the first series, 6 against Boston. They're going to beat Boston in 6. And they're going to beat Philly, who I think is going to take down Toronto in 7. Then they're going to go into the NBA Finals, probably against Golden State, and they're going to end Golden State's mini legacy dynasty there. And I think they're going to blow that team up.
I would love to see that.
I think that's what's going to happen, man. I really do. I'm very confident of that.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Bucks Nation has definitely united and ignited the team and the city. And I think going forward, we're just going to go all the way. Go Bucks!
All right, buddy. Cross your fingers. See if it happens. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. Give me the X Factor. Also coming up here at the bottom of the hour, get ready. Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst in Fox Sports, Wisconsin. We're going to talk with him about this team, about this city, about his love for this city, him coming back as kind of the prodigal son, so to speak. Also about his jersey being retired, because I want to get into that discussion as well. We were sitting there watching that jersey being hoisted into the rafters. My daughter actually danced, their dance company danced before the game. At that game when his jersey was retired. We had a blast doing it, and then I want to talk to him about what it meant for the entire Bucks team and organization, because that's halftime. Usually when you're in there getting something said to you by your coaches and you're getting some treatment and stuff, Giannis and company made it a point to come out early so they could see the jersey retirement ceremony and respect what he had done. And we heard about this from numerous players, Pat Connaughton a couple of weeks ago, obviously, and then we heard it from Dante DiVincenzo this past week as we were on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour about what it meant to come out and see some of these guys and some of the greats of the organization to understand the history. And I want to talk to him a little bit about that as well. So that is coming up next. Stay tuned. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, it's where they believe in better. And at Cousin Subs, don't forget, they have teamed up with Summerfest. Why? Because they want to get you into Summerfest. They want to get you a free ticket, a free weekday ticket, to go to Summerfest and kind of hang out, which is kind of cool. I'm telling you, right now, all you got to do is go to CousinSubs.com, order $15 worth of food or more, and you get yourself a free Summerfest weekday ticket. It's opened, the registration, by the way, or not registration, but the order for this, you can do one ticket per day per email. Sound good? One ticket per day per email. And well, if you order Cousin Subs every day, you can take a whole bunch of people down to Summerfest by the time Summerfest gets here. Go to CousinSubs.com and check it out for yourself, whether it's pickup or delivery in some select locations. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Marcus Johnson will join us next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show is on the air. I've got a score for you coming up here from an event last night that may make you a little queasy. We'll talk about that coming up here a little bit later on in the program. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. It was a few weeks ago. Got some tickets to go down and down to the Bucks game. And our daughter, Sherry and I's daughter, had a chance to dance with her dance company prior to the Bucks game. And the question was, well, can they dance at half? And, I kind of said, no, they're not going to be dancing at halftime because they are retiring this man's jersey. And what an event it was. I thought it was really cool. He joins us now. Marcus Johnson, former Milwaukee Buck, now with the Bucks television broadcast, part of Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Marcus, how you been, my friend?
I have been great, man. Just really, really good. A lot of stuff going on, and this is an exciting time of year with the Bucks about to embark on what hopefully will be a championship journey in the postseason. So it's so much positive stuff going on right now. It's crazy, man. It's been a great, great, great season.
Let me go back to first and foremost your speech at halftime when you were when you had your jersey raised into the rafters. As we sat there, and I sat there and listened. You have, it was almost a rediscovered passion for Milwaukee. Because, I've heard a lot of people say, hey, thanks to the fans, thanks to the city. And it's almost cliche. You said it with a dignified heart. Talk about that.
Well, a lot of it was just because I had been away for so long. And I compared it to the biblical story of the prodigal son. And when he had a lot of good stuff going on at home, didn't appreciate it, and went out and kind of squandered everything and then kind of came back with his tail between his legs. But the point being, when he did come back, according to the biblical story, he was accepted without any judgment. His father met him at the gate and had a rope for his back and a ring for his toes and killed a fatted calf. And my son was lost and now he's found. It was that kind of a reception for him. And that kind of mirrors what my experience was like, because I went away for 30 years, I believe it was, where I hadn't really had a whole lot of contact with Milwaukee and was a little bit leery about coming back just because it had been so long. And I didn't know if the people – not that they wouldn't remember me, but they had any appreciation for what we accomplished as a team and an organization in the 80s. It was so long ago. But I found out that the people did remember, and they did have an appreciation, a profound appreciation. And I oftentimes tell this story. My first day back in town when I was doing an audition take with Jim Paschke, walked into the Bradley Center, and the workers there basically shouted me out, welcome home, baby, and are you coming back home? And that's when it first kind of dawned on me that this place was home for me, Milwaukee, for a good seven-year stretch between 21 and 28, 29 years old. And a lot of who I turned out to be today, years and years later, was based on the foundational work ethic and principles that I observed while I was there in Milwaukee at that point in my career, that impressionable time of my of my life. So, you know, I don't want to get too philosophical, man. But it just means a lot for me to come full circle. And then because of that, and the last thing I'm gonna add to that, it just makes me really want to get out and do a lot of the stuff in terms that I didn't do in terms of working with underserved youth in the community and all that good stuff. That to make an impact, to do something more than just basketball and then analysis and Buck related, but to actually have an impact in terms of embracing some of these youth who need some mentors out there.
What did it mean to you? Because I had a chance to talk to a couple of players, but they made it a point to come out there and be out there as you were speaking and as your jersey's going to the rafters. And these are young guys. I mean, some of these guys weren't even born, you know, I mean, when you're playing. So what did it mean to have this young team make sure they made it a point to come out and embrace you? And they were led by their leader in Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, and Coach Budenholzer made sure that he took that halftime talk with the team short so they could come out and experience. I didn't know they were there. They were behind me. So I'm at the podium. I'm facing one direction, and they were behind me. So I had no idea that they even witnessed the ceremony. I was just so caught up in the moment of what I was saying and just all the emotions of having that jersey lifted in the rafters. And then I saw some video and some still photos afterwards, and one is a great shot of Giannis kind of in the background, kind of watching. I've got another shot where he comes up to me right at the midcourt, and my daughter and wife are right there in the picture, and he comes up to me and gives me an embrace and a handshake. And I mean, it just kind of caught me by surprise. And again, it was just another display of appreciation that it's gratifying for an old dude to have these young guys to want to be a part of that too, man. And Brook Lopez and to a man, they all came up to me. We were seated, my wife and I, right next to the team bench in the third quarter, and everybody, the coaches and players, came up and gave it up. And man, it was just it just reinforces my belief that this is a first class organization. It starts at the top, but it trickles down to the coaching staff, to the players, and we're all kind of in this together. And that's always been the feeling that I've had, but to see the players actually give me an example of that with the support and love that they showed me during the ceremony was something special.
Now getting into this team and this season, and I had made the statement, I said the only thing standing in the way of the Bucks in hoisting a trophy is Golden State. Am I crazy, or are you on board?
I'm on board, I'm kind of a nervous Nelly, no pun intended. I'm a little bit of a worry ward, so I'm concerned about this first. You know, I have reason to. We just got off our conference call in terms of formatting with the pregame show and with the game coverage, and so just the one seed, the heavy is the head that wears the crown. This is the favorite team right now in the Eastern Conference, at least on paper. And it's the old cliche about one game, one series at a time. But one thing that we talked about, and I do feel this, Bill, is that there's a silver lining in some of these injuries that happen. So Nikola Mirotic goes down, and a DJ Wilson, who was pretty much out of the rotation. Nikola was getting all his minutes. Now all of a sudden he's had to step up over the last two or three weeks, and he's played really well. Same thing with Malcolm Brogdon. We need Malcolm. We love Malcolm. You know, 40, 50, 90 elite shooting numbers that only a few guys in the league have ever posted. But it did allow for Sterling Brown to get some added minutes, and he's played extremely well. Tim Frazier kind of comes out of nowhere also to share some of the point guard duty. So Pat Connaughton, I could talk about him and what he's done. He's playing at a really high level of confidence, whereas because Tony Snell is replaced in the rotation, needs to be replaced with more minutes. So so even though we've had our share of nicks and bruises and injuries, it's a lot of things that are really positive that are falling in place for this team. That leads me to believe, and it starts with the coaching staff. This coaching staff, and I believe Coach Budenholzer learned from his experience down in Atlanta. When he had the best records or 60-win season, they got swept by the Cavs and LeBron in Eastern Conference Finals. I'm sure he's learned in terms of mental approach and how to work with these guys and the proper focus for the playoffs. I just see everything coming together, and I think we'll be able to reach that goal. And you're right, it's the Golden State Warriors. Whether we can beat them in a final series remains to be seen, obviously. But the most important thing is getting there. And I think these guys have the confidence, all the confidence in the world, that they've done everything that they needed to do to put them in a position to get there. And that's all you can ask for at this point.
Talking with Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Buck himself, number now retired in the rafters of the Fiserv Forum. Besides Giannis, because we were sitting here talking about who really kind of needs to help Giannis and help this team move forward, and I'd said, look, Bledsoe's trying to shake off what he did last year. Chris Middleton, I thought, had a tremendous postseason last year, really kind of made his bones. He needs to get back to that. But you need to kind of get some wins. Brooke Lopez has to hit. I mean, it's got to be a full contribution. You reeled off a couple of names there. And then you get into the next couple of rounds, you know, once you advance, and I'm saying they will advance, that, you know, you're looking for Malcolm Brogdon to come back. You're looking for Mirotić to step up. So yeah. Give me some of the stories that you're kind of focusing on as you head into this postseason.
Well, I mean, Brooke's shooting, which has been extraordinary this year, the only guy to average whatever it is, 2 3-point threes made and 2 blocks and all that good stuff. But it's really important in terms of drawing, you know, the bigs, the Al Horfords and the this series, Andre Drummond's away from the basket and opening things up for Giannis. That's going to be huge. You talked about Mirotić last year down in New Orleans. I think he averaged 17, 18 points a game in the postseason. And just really, if you remember how well he played in that postseason last year, you know, he kind of stood out. And so Nico has not really shot the ball. I think the way he is capable of shooting, he's been good, but I think he's a guy that can shoot 44, 45% in a playoff series from the three-point line. He's just that devastating of a deep ball shooter. So to get him back will be important. But then the other guys I mentioned, I mean, DJ Wilson, I wouldn't count him out. There were some question marks as to whether or not he was going to be mentally at this stage of his career, second-year guy, ready to make a contribution in the postseason. But because of the injury to Nico, he's had to play a lot of minutes the last couple of weeks and has had his moments where he's looked really, really good and has played well against Detroit this year. His first game where he got considerable minutes, he locked down Blake Griffin, knocked out some big shots. So that's what I'm looking at. But I agree, Bledsoe kind of playing an attack defense against Reggie Jackson in the first round against Kyrie or whomever is going to be in that second round. He is going to be, I think, one of our major, major keys, Eric Bledsoe's leadership and point of attack defense and toughness and all those good intangibles that he has really, really shown that he possesses this year that we quite honestly didn't see on a consistent basis last year.
I had said, look, I think the Bucks are just, they've outmanned them. I think they can outgun them. I think they can sweep this team in four. But they've already beat them 4 games this year by an average of 14.5 points per game. How tough is it to get 8 straight wins over a team in one season?
Well, sideline reporter Katie George just made that excellent point about 10 minutes ago in our conference call. It can be tough. You know, and I'm not going to put too much on it because Blake Griffin's availability right now, there's some question as to how much, you know, he's going to be able to play, if he's going to be able to play because of that knee injury. And he is such a big, big part of what they do offensively. Now, that being said, I mean, Steve Novak brought up the point that the last 15 games of the season, this team has actually played better when Blake was not the central part of their offense, when it was all about Drummond, all about Reggie Jackson. But, I still believe Blake is kind of a guy that makes them go because of his ability to attract the crowd and command attention defensively. So, it's on paper, you know, it's more of an on paper thing. Eight in a row. Looks like it's going to be a tough thing to accomplish, but I think all things considered, I think the most compelling matchup for me going in is going to be Thon Maker and Giannis. You know, these are two guys who are best friends, two guys that card game buddies on the airplane flights. When Giannis was down in Orlando and wanted to get some extra shots up, he took Thon Maker back onto the court with him to do that right after the game down in Orlando. So that, to me, is going to be one of the matchups to watch because Stein's going to be trying to prove himself and play aggressive and be an intimidator and all that good stuff. So it'll be kind of fun to watch these two go at it.
Marcus, it's about time you got your number in the Fiserv Forum rafters. We appreciate it. Love watching you on television. Looking forward to the first round of the postseason, and you take care, okay?
All right, man, you too. Exciting time of year. Thank you.
Absolutely. There you go. Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, also a former Buck himself. His number 8 now swings high in the rafters of the Fiserv from the first ever jersey to be retired in the Fiserv Forum. is Marcus Johnson, and it was long, long overdue. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. You can get an appointment, whether it's in Green Bay or Milwaukee. All you got to do is call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Give them a buzz. Check it out. Also, the low T treatments. If you're moody, sluggish, you have the brain fog, maybe you just don't have the stamina or the energy you used to have, just stop in and get your numbers checked. It's really simple, but you can't do anything if you don't call. Also, the all-in-one weight loss program. Yes, it works. You can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. I get it all the time. Yeah, I think I might give those guys a call. Don't think about it. Do it. 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Got a Masters update. Mark Murphy says, nah, baby, nah. Also a score that I couldn't believe that makes me queasy. I'll tell you what it all is. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Certainly appreciate it. Hey, want to say thanks again as we wrap up our coverage from spring training and Super Bowl and just all the sponsors. I was off last week. I didn't get a chance to do the last day, but I want to say thanks to our friends JR and the whole staff at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Our buddy Dwayne, his good dog Gus, and everybody at Dwayne's Cover It All. Go to Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, Dwayne's Cover It All. .com. Jerry and Ryan and LJ and everybody down at Stenny's at 2nd and National and Walker's Point. Great, great people. Thanks to everybody for being a part of the program. We certainly appreciate it. Also, Brett and his staff at Robert Hack Diamonds. That's where I went to get Sherry's engagement ring and wedding ring, and I highly, highly recommend them. And also our friends at Brumar Productions, who put on some tremendous shows here in the Milwaukee area and all over the state of Wisconsin, and really in northern Illinois as well. And hope you made it out to one of their shows, because they put on a lot of great stuff. So we'll continue to thank some of our sponsors as we move on today. But the Masters in progress right now. And let's get you caught up as to what the leaderboard looks like. Bryson DeChambeau is 7-under. 1-under for the day, 7-under for the tournament through 4 today.
That was my pick.
Yes, it was. Phil Mickelson has moved up the leaderboard. He's 1-under today through 3 at 6-under par. Brooks Koepka, he is +1. He's fallen off the pace a little bit. He is 5-under after 2 complete. Then you got Ian Poulter, and you kind of go on from there. Matt Kuchar and a whole bunch of them. Jason Day, Dustin Johnson. They're on the course right now at 3-under par. Don't forget, you look at Tiger Woods, who tees off a little bit later on today. He ends up at 2-under. Ricky Fowler at 2-under today. Gary Woodland sitting there at 2-under. I mean, you can go through that whole list, but you know, some guys still have to tee off today. There's a lot of players that have not gotten onto the course. But your leader right now is Bryson DeChambeau. John Rahm, who was another guy that I had talked about, he's sitting at 3-under, has yet to be on the course as well. He's been playing some pretty good golf, but yeah, that's your 75 degrees today, overcast. Some a little bit gustier winds today, up to 13, 15 miles an hour over at Augusta National. But that is your Masters update. As we are on to, if Tiger is relevant tomorrow, you start to think, what if? You know, you start to look over that fence a little bit. You get excited. If he's relevant on Sunday, it becomes must-see TV, without a doubt. But and then after that, you get done, and you watch the Bucks and watch the Bucks knock off Detroit in the first game of the postseason, and then it's just one hell of a weekend. And hopefully the Brewers at least get 2 out of 3 out in L.A. That'd be the icing on the cake right there. Hey, last night, I got to mention this. Last night we had the privilege of doing Oyster Fest at the Milwaukee Public Market. Now, I didn't advertise it because it was sold out, but I was down there. It benefits the Fisher House, Wisconsin, and I was down there as a board member last night. And it's a tremendous event because they have all the chefs from MATC come in, and they all do different oysters from different parts of the country. So whether it's Virginia, whether it's Nova Scotia, whether, you know, that type of thing. So all the different oysters from all over, and it's Oyster Fest. It's all oysters, wine, some different beverages from, you know, the area, so to speak, all these area microbrews and such. But then they have an oyster eating contest. And it's if you've ever seen Family Guy, because they live in Quahog, which they have the Quahog oyster, that's where the founding father of, you know, anyway, you understand what I'm saying. They've got this goofy trophy with this big clam on it, if you remember the early days of Family Guy. That's the trophy you get for winning the oyster eating contest. So last night, and I posted video of this, if you want to go over to my page, you can see it, and I'll try to post the video up on the Facebook fan page coming up here shortly. But there was a young lady, I don't know what her name was. She went up against three other guys. One guy comes up, he's got a big oyster hat on, big clam hat on and everything, takes his shirt off and he starts eating. She beat them all. She beat the men last night. In 1 minute, she ate 82 oysters. 82. I mean, she was grubbing like I've never seen anybody grub before. 82 oysters last night, which makes me queasy just to think about. Ugh. But, because I like oysters, I have, you know, a couple of them. But, yeah, no, 82 of them last night is what she grubbed down. So we had a great time down at Oyster Fest down at the Milwaukee Public Market. Hey, another side note, Mark Murphy has now come out and said, hey, I did not tell Aaron Rodgers, don't be the problem. So that was the quote in the Tyler Dunn piece. So whomever Tyler had said, whoever he had talked to inside that piece, gave him the information. Mark Murphy coming out now and denying this. Now, whether that's public posturing or whether it actually happened or it didn't happen, I don't know. I mean, we've been talking about this now for a long period of time. But Mark Murphy now coming out and denying that he ever told Aaron Rodgers, don't be the problem. So we'll see. Well, again, it's just, you know, more fallout. And now we just wait and move forward and see what the Green Bay Packers are capable of doing. And like we had mentioned earlier on a sad note today, Forrest Gregg, Hall of Famer, Packer player, Packer head coach, passes away today at the age of 85. Hang in there. A lot more Bucks and Pistons predictions coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.